Hello and welcome to today's Lamplighter. A lot of our listeners know about the Pregnancy Care Center in Vandalia, the Lighthouse Pregnancy Care Center. They're having their annual fundraiser, which I've attended several times and find it very meaningful and beneficial and encourage you to attend. But with us is Tamela Palanin. Is it executive director?
That is correct, yes.
Of the organization in Vandalia, and you work hard to make this event go well. Tell us about your fundraiser.
So the fundraiser will take place on March 23rd at the Vandalia Moose Lodge. Doors will open at 6 p.m. and dinner will start at 6:30.
Oh, and what a dinner.
It is. It's a wonderful dinner. And this year, we are going to have Mike Williams back for the third time. We took a break and had someone different last year, but we're excited because he's coming back and he's going to share with us with his compelling comedy. He's a nationally known speaker and writer. Mike's own personal adoption story and rescue and subsequent adoption of his son brings everyone from tears into complete joy. So we're excited
Mike
to have him.
Mike is wonderful. I heard him speak several years ago. And you had to move from your venue to another place, I think partly because he was attracting good groups.
That is very correct. Yes. We went from a smaller banquet, and then the first year we had Mike, we packed the place. The next year we pretty much were more than packed.
So if you have any doubt about attending this, I guarantee you will appreciate and enjoy and be inspired by an event that truly deserves our attention as Christians. Sadly, it's still ongoing since 1973, Roe v. Wade. And it's an issue that still is in front of us. And I know we as Christians have so many things, more than ever before, that face us and we have to deal with. But if you can find, and not everyone can, because you'll have many other issues, but many of you will find this banquet to be well worth your time and effort. And Tamela, they need to make reservations ahead of time, right?
That is correct. We ask that they call the office and make those reservations. They can reach the office by calling 618-283-8750. They can also email us at lighthousepregnancycenter@gmail.com.
Okay, that's lighthousepregnancycenter@gmail.com.
That's correct.
And the website, the phone number, 283-8750.
Yes.
Tamela, talk about the Lighthouse Pregnancy Center. Where has it been going the past year or two? How are things going at the ministry?
Well, things are going wonderfully. We continue to provide pregnancy and parenting education for our mothers and the fathers. Our fatherhood program is growing greatly.
Good.
Our prevention education in the schools, providing abstinence education, is phenomenal.
This is so important. You got to get it at the beginning, don't you?
That's right. That's right. We're overwhelmed really with the response. Our prevention educator is out at a school almost every day doing a presentation. That's really wonderful. We want to get out and speak to those kids and get them involved.
Well, if there were no other reason to support you, obviously bringing these children into life and finding good homes and so on. But if you can stop young kids, 13, 12, 14, whatever, from being involved sexually, which is a big challenge.
It is a huge challenge. It is. And that's why we want to get in there and we want to provide that information, in the schools. And why Aaron, our prevention educator, is just does a wonderful job at that. And why we find that so important. We want to be a full circle, pro-abundant life organization.
There you go. And you also minister to those who have had abortions as well.
That is correct. We do have a post-abortion recovery program that's overseen by myself. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. So we do provide those services for our the men and women, of course.
Yes, of course. Now, where are you located? Where's your center located in town?
We are at 1703 West Fletcher Street. Sometimes people find that a little difficult to find, but we are back behind Hicks Gas and the Purina plant, kind of on the dead end road. So
okay, and you offer ultrasounds.
Yes,
and tell us about that.
Yep, our ultrasounds. We actually just hired a brand new nurse manager. Her name is Cindy Hoff. We're really excited to have her. She's excited as well. We're gonna get back on the bandwagon, so to speak, with our ultrasounds. We've been using the Salem and Effingham Pregnancy Centers the last couple of months as we searched for the right nurse.
Uh-huh.
She's very dedicated to the job. She's a great Christian lady.
Good.
So we're super excited about that. So we're back on the on our way with that. And Len, hopefully we'll be able to get our STD lab off after
Oh,
that.
Now there
so.
You. And that's, again, sad that this has to be part of reality. But you're able to test for STDs then as well.
Yes, we'll be able to provide that. A really important service for us to be able to offer a lot of our really young kids. We can catch an STD a lot earlier. They're going to come to us. You know, our services are confidential. So they're going to reach out to us and for that free pregnancy test. And hopefully we can catch those things early on and,
okay.
and talk to them about sexual integrity.
Yeah, I know you can't go into details and so on, but in give us some general success stories. You must be going through a lot. Emotionally, you have to deal with crisis after crisis after crisis. How do you go through all that?
We do. You know, it's we win some. You know, those wins, that's what gets us through. You know, recently, I guess it was probably last year about this time, we had a young lady come in for an ultrasound seeking an abortion. Fourth child, she had some mental health issues, didn't feel like she was going to be able to have the child. And we sit down, we talked with her, long story short, did an ultrasound. We didn't know what happened. Lo and behold, this past October, she walks in carrying a baby carriage to introduce us to her little boy.
Isn't that something?
And said, you know, hey, you guys made all the difference. I just, you know, when I left, I was a mess. I didn't come back because I was embarrassed. She rejoined the program, now is doing our parenting program, is getting back on her feet and has a job. So that's just phenomenal. And that's what gets us through.
That is superb because, like you said, knowing those things happen is everything. Now, I want you to cover an issue that you're going to discuss at the banquet. But in the state of Illinois, there's been a law passed recently that's affecting doctors, pharmacists, nurses, even you all at the pregnancy center. Tell us about the law that's been put on the books.
There is, sad to say, January 1st of 2017, we are being forced to violate our conscience by referring patients for abortion.
So what does that mean? If you're going to obey this terrible law, what do you have to do?
We have to provide abortion referrals to anyone coming in and asking for that information.
So if I come in, if I'm a young girl, concerned if I'm pregnant or not, ask for a test, do you have to tell me? Or if I ask, then you have to tell me.
Well, you know, the law is pretty unclear in regards to that. It's very vague. So we're really unsure what that really means for us. And also we have to talk about the benefits of abortion, which again can be very...
Ugh.
I mean, how do you talk about what's the benefit? What if there are none?
Well, from the worldly side, they see benefits that greatly mask over the preciousness of life.
Right. So... Yeah, you know, the law is very vague, but it does state, you know, that we have to talk about the benefits and we have to provide a referral.
Okay.
Our understanding is if they ask for it, but again, it's very unclear.
Yeah, now, I don't want you to say too much more, but you as a Lighthouse Center are, what else can you say where you're at with this? You've pretty much covered it.
Well, we have joined into litigation with the Thomas More Society. We just feel that this is a violation of our conscience by referring patients for abortion. We don't feel that any Illinoisan should be forced to participate in a medical procedure that we believe directly harms human life. And that's exactly what we feel this law is doing.
Okay, so you're involved, not individually, but you're joining a larger group that's looking at this issue in the state of Illinois.
That is correct. We're joining the Thomas More Society is kind of spearheading it for us as the attorneys for us. And we joined with a bunch of pregnancy centers in the middle of this litigation with the state.
And the Thomas More Society is a Christian group, and they have done issues like this on Christian issues. And you may have heard of other Christian groups. That's what Thomas More does. And so hopefully they are very experienced on this. And I think the Illinois Family Institute has expressed a gentle hope that earlier there was a problem with this in the state of Illinois regarding pharmacists, a whole different law that was shot down because it was covered well by lawyers that are doing that. And hopefully we have a good chance at that again this year. But otherwise, it puts doctors, nurses, and pharmacists and pregnancy help care center people like you at a very difficult situation where you can't do what they're asking you to do. And so we need to be deeply in prayer about that. So our time is about coming to a close here. We're talking with Tamil Plannan, the executive director of the Lighthouse Pregnancy Center. Tell us again about the banquet and how we can be involved.
So we ask that, you know, obviously you make a reservation and come out to our banquet. It's a fun, great evening, great meal, great comedy. Mike Williams will be there. March 23rd, it's at the Vandalia Moose Lodge. Reservations are required. It starts, doors open at 6 o'clock. We're going to have a silent auction as well that evening and some door prizes. It's going to be a great evening. You'll be able to learn a little bit more about where we are with SB 1564, this law that we've been talking about.
Uh-huh, SB 1564, if you want to look into it. And is there a deadline for reservations?
We'd really like to have those reservations in maybe like by March 10th or so, something like that.
Okay, try to get them in by March the 10th, but they will take them later if necessary. Phone number to call is 618-283-8750. Hopefully you can be a part of a wonderful organization right in our hometown, right in down in the backyard, Vandalia Lighthouse Pregnancy Center. Tamela Plannon, thank you so much for being with us to talk about this wonderful ministry. I know your heart is filled with good things because I know you're doing a really good job. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on The Lamplighter.